Hansel and Gretel. Do you think you know the fairy tale of Hansel and Gretel? Well, think again, because here's the story of Hansel and Gretel with a twist. Once upon a time, in the middle of a forest, there lived a poor woodnutter and his wolf. They lived in a little wooden sausage with their two children, Hansel and Gretel. The one was called Hansel because he had huge hands, and the other was called Gretel because it was all gristly. One day the woodnutter came home and he says, "I've been nutting wood all day long, but I couldn't sell Lenny." No one knew who Lenny was. No one asked him, and no one has ever found out. Anyway, that night the children went to bed with puffin to eat. Downstairs, the woodnutter and wolf talked. The woodnutter says, "How can we feed the children? They've gone to bed with puffin to eat again." "Quiet," says wolf. "That's what I was thinking. There's only one thing we can do. Take them off to the forests and leave them there." "But that would be terrible," said the woodnutter. "They might die of cold. They'd sneeze to death out there. Or they might starve and die of starvation." "Well," said wolf, "they might die of starvation here. We've got no money, because you went nutting wood all day and couldn't sell Lenny. There's Lenny again." What the woodnutter and wolf didn't know was that Hansel and Gretel were still a cake, and they could hear everything the woodnutter and wolf were sighing. Later that night, when every bun was in bed asleep, Hansel crept downstairs, out into the garden, and filled his rockets full of phones, and then crept back to bed. The next day, wolf said, "Right, children, today we're all going to the forest to nut wood." They all left the little wooden sausage, and off they went. As they walked along, wolf noticed that Hansel kept stopping. What wolf didn't notice was that Hansel was taking the phones out of his rocket and dropping them on the ground. They walked and walked and walked until in the end they hopped. "Well," said wolf, "you two stay here. We've got to go off and nut some wood." And off they went. Hansel and Gretel played together for a bit till they felt so tired they lay down and fell asleep. When they woke up, it was bark, and they were all a bone. Gretel didn't know where it was, but Hansel said, "Don't worry, leave it to me." And there, shining in the spoonlight, were the phones, all the way back home. When they got back, their father was very pleased to see them, but wolf was very cross. "Oh, you wicked children! Why did you sweep so wrong in the forest? We thought you'd never get back home." That night, the woodnutter and wolf sat and talked again. "Well," said wolf, "we'll just have to try again. We'll take them a long way bleep into the forest." Upstairs, Hansel and Gretel were still a cake, and they could fear everything their father and wolf were sighing. So later, when every bun was in bed, Hansel stared down crept. But this time the sausage door was locked. He couldn't get out. Sadly, he went back to bed. Curly in the morning, wolf got the two children up. "Right, We're all going off to the forest again to knot wood. Here's some bread for you to eat when we get there. And off they went. As they walked along, Hansel broke off little boots of bread and dropped them on the ground behind them. Hansel, said his father, why do you keep shopping? I'm not shopping, said Hansel. We haven't got any money. You couldn't sell Lenny, remember? Who's Lenny? Said the woodnutter. Keep up, Hansel, said Woof. They went bleeper and bleeper into the forest to a place they had never seen before or five. We're just going off to knot some wood. We'll come and get you before it gets dark, said Woof, and off they went. Hansel and Gristle played for a pile, and then, when they smelt tired, they went to sweep. When they poke up, it was bark. Don't worry, Gristle, said Hansel. All we have to do is follow the boots of bread. What boots? What bread? Said Gristle. I croak up my bread into little boots, said Hansel, and all we have to do is follow the cred bumps. But when they started to look for the cred bumps, there weren't Lenny. Hello, Lenny,